Syria's President Bashar al-Assad issues a new general amnesty for crimes committed in the war-torn country before April the 16th. Under the decree, the death penalty will be commuted to life sentence. Damascus has also criticized France and Britain for giving political and military support to insurgents fighting in Syria. China says the United States is damaging peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Beijing has repeatedly criticized Washington's growing presence by sending more troops and strengthening its military alliances with regional partners. This says the U.S. policy is meant to contain China's diplomatic, military, and economic rise. The U.S. military helicopter has crashed in South Korea near the border with its northern neighbor. The incident occurred during joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea. All service personnel on board have survived the crash. The cause of the event is not clear yet. North Korea is demanding an apology from the South over anti-Pyongyang protests held there. It has threatened to attack its neighbor without warning if such activities continue. Earlier, North Korea threatened a preemptive nuclear strike after Washington flew its nuclear bombers over the region during joint drills with Seoul. At least three people have been killed and many others wounded in twin blasts in Boston, Massachusetts. Two explosions hit near the finish line of the annual Boston Marathon. There's still no report on the cause of the incidents. U.S. military spending in 2012 has been higher than the combined expenditure of 10 other big spenders in the same field. The Swedish-based Peace Research Institute says the U.S. spent $682 billion last year. This puts the U.S. far above China, Canada, Australia, and several European countries. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in Niger on the second leg of his tour of West Africa. Ahmadinejad and his Nigerian counterpart have discussed mutual relations as well as the latest regional and international developments. They've also urged Muslim unity and global peace. Ahmadinejad will later travel to Ghana. Venezuela's president-elect Nicolas Maduro is asking his supporters across the country to peacefully march to counter opposition rallies. Maduro's rival Enrique Capriles has contested the election result, claiming irregularities in the vote. The supporters took to the streets in protest. Police in Caracas fired tear gas at the demonstrators.